And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee of their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at feasts of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew it not. And they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey and sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? So now I will be about my father's business. Say, I will be about my father's business. They were looking for Jesus among their kinfolk and among their acquaintances. But they didn't find him there. He wasn't building cabinets, definitely. He wasn't marching around. He said he found a place to stay. He said, didn't you know that I'd be about my father's business? What's his father's business? How many want to find Jesus? How many want to find Jesus and experience Jesus? The manifestations of Jesus, the works of Christ. The things that he did. Hear the same things he said. Be in the midst of the anointing of Jesus Christ. Isn't that powerful? Where is it? Is it among tradition and familiarity? No. It's about his business. He said, did you know I'd be about my father's business? Where is Jesus and where is the anointing of Christ? He's about out and doing his father's business. And his father's business is restoring mankind unto himself. If you want to see the anointing of Jesus Christ, get about the father's business. If you want to see Jesus like you've never seen him, get in the midst of what God said he was going to do. I want to see Christ and him resurrected and be in fellowship with his suffering, his power to be familiar and know his power, the power of his resurrection. I want to see Jesus. Bible says, I want to see Jesus. There's a song that said, I want to see Jesus lifted high. Banner across the land. That all men may see the truth and know. He is the truth and way to heaven. The Bible says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus. It's time to cry out. It's time to put a battle cry out and say, Jesus saves. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we get out there where he would put his spirit, where he'd put his anointing, we'll see him manifest like he's never manifested before. If you ain't seen Jesus, and if you haven't seen his manifestations, and if you haven't seen his graces, and you haven't seen his anointing, the problem is you're not about his business. Every once in a while, people want to find out the place he last was. He was in the temple 3 days. He was also in the grave 3 days. They went back looking for him in the grave, but he wasn't there anymore, was he? He was up and out and about his business. But it's time for the church to get up and about the Father's business, that we might see his anointing flow again. Say, only Jesus. Only Jesus. We don't have many days left. I don't believe that stuff. We don't have many days left. It's closing time. In a time when you least likely expected, whoop, there he is. And I believe Jesus is crying out. Every once in a while, you got to backtrack your step and find out, where did I leave the anointing? I used to feel them a little bit different. How did the fire go out? I got to return to the first love. I got to get back. Hey, I had them with me a couple days ago, but I don't seem to feel the same. I don't feel the same passion. I don't feel the same fire. I don't feel the same joy. Maybe you left town a little bit too soon. Maybe you need to stay in the temple just a little while longer. Amen. Stay in the temple. Stay about the Father's business. Don't ever leave the place of worship. Don't ever leave the place where you're kneeling down before the Father and worshiping God. Backtrack yourself and find the anointing of Jesus Christ and his glory. There are some places God never wants you to leave. The moment you bow down to him and ask him for salvation, he never wants you to get back up again. God never, when you bow yourself and said, Lord, save me, forgive me of all my sins, I dedicate my life to you, my heart to you, he never expected you to get back up again. Stay there. Said, I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. I tell you what, you can get a whole lot done just stand on your knees, bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men to me. Well, how do we lift him up? The Bible says, let us decrease that he must what? Increase. It's time to bow ourselves down and worship. Time to get out of the way in the anointing time and let the Holy Ghost have his way, that men would be drawn unto him. I've seen people come into the place where the people just bow their hearts in sincerity before God and then be convicted of their sin and repent. He's holy. He's righteous. I'm sensing in my spirit the anointing of Jesus Christ. You know, different people have different graces and different anointing. But I believe the anointing of Jesus Christ is available. And the very spirit, the very flair of the way that he does things is available. But how do you get the anointing of Jesus? How do you receive the anointing of Jesus and the passion of Jesus and the grace of Jesus, the same flow of Jesus when you feel his heartbeat? How do you get it? You get about the Father's business. There's a whole lot of busy stuff going on and a whole lot of busy people in these last days. But not many people are busy about the Lord's business. Not many people are busy about God's business. Most people are in everybody else's business and expect God to go with them. Jesus was about the Father's business. And if you want to get with Jesus, guess what? You got to get in agreement with what God wanted to do in the original place. In the first place, redeem souls, redeem mankind, amen, that all men would come to the knowledge of God the Father and just worship him. You know, it all ends up in just worship. The Father seeketh such to worship him. It's simple. Look at somebody and tell them it's simple. It's just basic worship. And I got more than a feeling. I got an unction from the Holy Ghost that everything's going to be all right. I just sense that from the core of my spirit that absolutely everything's going to be okay. The Father said, I found a place. I'm in the temple. People need to know where Jesus is. And as, you know, we sang that, you know, I got my Bible out and we were just worshiping God. We said, I will come and bow down at thy feet, Lord Jesus. Come to bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. There's no one, there's nothing that compares to you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, God. And I could just sense the presence of Jesus, you know, just in the place. And God says, I'm there and I'm in the temple of worship. I'm in the place of worship. This is why I didn't want to leave the first time when they took me to the temple in Jerusalem. You know, I want to be about the Father's business, doing what God said I should do, fulfilling the will of God in my life. Thank God for grace. Thank God for power. And then right here in Luke chapter 4, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And then he was tempted. We all know about how he overcame the temptation. Listen, before you're going to overcome the world, you got to learn to overcome the devil. Before you can overcome the world, you got to overcome yourself. What? How do you overcome yourself? You have to overcome temptation. You know, when he went out to the wilderness and the devil tempted him this and tempted him that, he provoked his flesh, trying to provoke his flesh and do all those things before Jesus could reach the world. He had to reach his own heart. And the Bible says the man that can take his own spirit is greater than he that can take a city. The Bible also says, what good would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? There are a lot of people that get out there and preach up a storm and get people saved, but not save theirself. In the last day, you know, in the last day, there's people that just said, Lord, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do this? Didn't I do? He said, get away from me. I never knew you. Before you can go and take the world, make sure God, you go through those 40 days and you get through all your stuff. I mean, he dealt with himself. You know, the devil offered him many things. He offered him the world and all these things. I'll give you, you'd bow down and worship me. And many people have had those same opportunities. Not opportunities, but you've had those same temptations. Oh, this way, this way, this way. But you don't want to give in to those temptations. You just want to yield to the will of the Father of God. And then when you yield to the will of God, after God's worked you over to where the world has no place in you, the devil tries to tempt you. If there's a temptation in your life, or an area that the devil's trying to pull you on and work you over with, that's the place in your life. That's the place that the world has hold on you. But the world didn't have any hold on Jesus. The devil didn't have any hold on Jesus. He was free. The world didn't have anything he wanted, nor did the devil. He came to redeem mankind. But there are a whole lot of people that can't make it, that won't make it in the last day. They keep stumbling and falling. Why? It's because they don't allow God to take their own heart. And I sense in this way, I sense that the time of trial is over. It's over. And there's nothing left but the will of God. And after Jesus went through all those things, he came to Nazareth in verse 16 of chapter 4, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And where there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. See, he wasn't out there to do his own things. He found out what the will of God was. He went to Jerusalem and heard them preaching and teaching. And he asked them questions and different things. He got a word. And he came back and said, I'm just doing what's written. He said, it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. Case closed. Said nothing added. Case closed. He didn't have to have any of the things the devil tried to tempt him. I mean, he said, it's written in the book. This is what I came to do. And then he closed the book. Somebody say, it's an open and closed book. And I have the life of Christ abiding in me. And the anointing that I walk in, it's the same anointing. It's the same grace. It'll do the same thing. What am I called to do? I'm called to do those very same things, book closed. No additions and no subtractions. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the same Spirit that was upon Jesus Christ abides within me. It abides within me. It's not here to play games. It's not here to entertain. It's not here to go through changes, but it's here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And I'm doing it in Jesus' name. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There may be some hearts that the world has torn apart, that the devil has torn apart, and circumstances have torn apart, that life has torn apart. But I'm here to tell you that the anointing of Jesus Christ is present to heal your broken, wounded heart, that you might be able to hold the glory of God, that you might be able to say, I'm one of those that has has the prospered soul that I can contain the word of God, the oil of the Spirit, and it won't leak out. God wants to heal you and set you free and deliver you. And there's an anointing to do that. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captive. And you're not in bondage anymore. The anointing of God is here to tell you that you don't have to be bound anymore. You don't have to be stuck in a rut anymore. The prison door is open. You can be free and you can live and you can walk and you can run. Amen. You can have what God says you can have. You don't have to be there unless you want to be there. If you're bound, you want to be bound, because the Spirit of the Lord is here to set the captive free. The recovery of sight and the recovery of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them were on, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. This day it's done. This day it's done. This day it's done. Jesus be God in our life. Be exalted in our life. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you want, God's got it. But I tell you what's better than that. People that learn how to pull on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. People that know how to pull on the grace of God. Somebody say, it's already done. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need from Jesus? God is in the house. Didn't he do what he said he would do? Find out in this scripture, is there a broken heart tonight? Is there a wounded, bruised spirit tonight? Will you let Jesus take care of it? Case closed. And we need to get to that point too, where we close the book on certain circumstances, in certain situations. Somebody say, go buy the book. Well, I can't get free from this, and the book is closed. There means no discussion about it. As far as your deliverance is concerned, the book is closed. Well, God, what does God want to do for you? He told you what he wanted to do, and close the book. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And all we got to do is freely receive.